Come on, Jarlings, do our vocal whammies.
Mine!
We're here today to do a cover of Runaway by Ye West.
Let's do a Beatles cover. Let's be unique and do a Beatles cover.
Yeah. Yesterday.
Spaniomies, they seem so far from my tummy.
Away from my tummy. Now it looks as though they're nowhere near.
So good.
We'll drink
afternoon, morning, evening, or
a
night.
Yummy beer. Why I have no ommy, I don't know. It's not so spanny.
Go on, keep going. Do the whole thing.
I said, spanny ommy in my yummy, scrummy tum tummy.
Very, very beautiful.
Okay.
Have you considered an orchestral position as the conductor?
Yeah, I think they're just pretending. When you see an orchestra and they're just like... you just know the dudes are like jamming on their instruments. They're like...
We don't need you.
I can see the sheet of what I need to do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I need you for the timing.
Yeah, I need you to just flail. My flail.
Well, welcome to Jarcast episode 367. I'm your host, Alex, joined by Jim and James.
I'm Hello.
Feeling very crazy today.
Why?
Because this is Sting, part 2 of 4.
Oh, yeah. I forgot we started the Stingology.
The experiment is officially underway. Sting part 1 went off without a hitch. People are loving it. They're getting stung. But it means we need to brainstorm ideas for this episode, as far as names are concerned, but we'll get onto that shortly. Because we have a meaty housekeeping we're going to need to do. Because you know what? There were meaty myriad subjects that needed addressing. But before we get into that, let me shout out the Jar Media patrons over at the Patreon that make the audio versions possible and get their patron names read out. First or second week of each month, this episode.
I need to mention something. This isn't the Jar Media podcast. This is not episode 367.
Yeah, it's Sting part 2.
No, this is something entirely different.
Oh, not a podcast within a podcast within a podcast.
No, it is. This is the special once every 4 years podcast because it is the leap year day today. We are recording on leap year day.
Literally, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, this might be the first time this has ever happened.
Ooh, something's going to be cursed about it.
Yeah. There's a missile is going to fly through the window and annihilate us.
Obama's going to drone strike.
Yeah. Well, guys, as I said, housekeeping is dense. It's full. Buy important man stickers and spread them wherever you are. But let's get this segment going with this one from Omni. Releasing the podcast as premieres truly enhances the comment section experience. Finally, none of the comments are commenting on the actual episode. Epic. I don't know what they mean by that.
Yeah, I don't either. What's a premiere?
Is it a premiere or a premiere?
Premiere.
Licky doggy digi boogie.
You said it the same twice. Premiere.
I don't know.
What do you think?
It's a premiere. Premiere. No, it's a premiere. I don't know. I don't speak French.
Yeah. I think we should adopt the French language and Englishify it.
Yeah, no, we should lingua franca the fucking French language.
Lingua franca.
Let's create a virus to annihilate the French language, make them suffer.
Yeah, that would be my goal.
Well, Really Big Tongue says this, can't wait for Sting 2-Stung, part 2 of 4.
This isn't Sting 2.
Pause it. That's not what it's called.
My idea.
This is Leap.
Stung? We can save Stung for another time, because I've got something big, guys. I got something big.
Do we have Sting on the cast?
No, it's just sort
Sting?
Of...
Sting?
Let's just say we have to go with a certain title, have. Want to know why?
Why?
Because the name's been settled by a certain company.
Who?
They're called Vatican Hydro Corp.
A company? Yeah. Called Vatican Hydro Corp?
Yeah, like a drug company.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are we sponsored by Vatican Hydro Corp?
Yeah. Under the condition that we name the episode Vatican Hydro Corp.
Core as in C-O-R-P, like a core.
C-O-R-E, like the core of something.
Oh.
Hydro being water, so it's a water core, so it's tied into the Avatar Last Airbender universe.
Oh, okay.
Well, they sent me like a script I've got to read as part of the contract. For eons, Vatican seemed out of reach, didn't it?
No.
Let alone the Hydro Core.
The water core.
Yeah,
I suppose.
You see, with just a small hydro coin purchase, when you follow this QR code on screen, you might find all of a sudden you will have hope in your life. Now, back to the show.
Oh, it's antidepressant medication.
Yeah. It's just water tablets.
Dehydrate.
So yeah, follow the QR code on screen.
Yeah, for Vatican Hydro Core.
Vatican.
Vatican Hydro Corp secretly funded by Nestle.
Yeah.
They specifically said that the views of Vatican Hydro Corp do not match that of James.
Nobody's views does.
Maybe.
Well, there's much more to get into, boys. Like this one from iZune. I quite enjoyed this week's housekeeping where someone just stole my name for a cat, the architect. From my Reddit question in episode 355, Snuggle Brothers. I was the original. I'm naming my cat the architect. It's too much drama. I'm sorry.
Yeah, if
that was like 5 years ago.
Well, the Snuggle... It was like a few months ago.
Yeah, that was the bed episode.
Yeah.
Oh, Snuggle Buddies.
Snuggle Buddies.
Yes.
I thought it was Snuggle Buddies. I was thinking of Cuddly, Snuggly, and Lovely, or whatever it was called.
Mm.
The Valerian episode.
There's a lot of anger and there's a lot of apologies that need to be made. This might wind up being the apology episode, if I'm being real.
Why?
Well, with what's coming up, but we got too much importance to get through. We can't linger.
Linger, so, Franker.
He's 147 says props to James for not making the whole episode about his trip. Now listen. Now listen. Jarlings, why are you turning on me like this?
Turn on him.
Why are you turning on me like this? I do this twice in 8 years.
I leave my house twice and this is what happens.
Fine, I'll never leave again. Laura Morton says, the lighting over the last few weeks has been perfect for those that watch these for ASM Jar. Just a really nice, comforting purple. Thanks for another great cast. Well, we're not purple this week. We are orange.
No, we're green.
We're orange.
That's green.
That is yellow, actually.
That is not yellow.
That's fucking yellow. Look at it. It looks like you're looking into the sun.
It looks nothing like the sun.
It's fucking yellow.
Is the sun a leaf?
So, in that last episode...
Yellow?
I don't know if you remember saying this, James, but it's a bit of a correction. Mm. You're making out that the Will Smith eating spaghetti AI video was real. The new one, when it's actually him making fun of the original
one. No, there was the original one, which nobody can deny is AI generated.
Yeah, the original
one. It actually was. Then he did a parody of it.
Yeah.
Then there's a new one that people have remade it with current Sora tech that is remaking the original AI generated one. So it's an AI generated one. It's visually AI generated, but it shows the progression of AI generation software. It's the new one is AI generated, but the,
so
he
when
he
did
actually,
this one come out?
Literally the last few weeks.
Okay.
He made a meme of doing the AI generated one.
I saw the parody.
Yeah, that he did a parody of it, but they remade that now.
There's one. Oh, I haven't seen it yet. Of the rock eating rocks.
Yeah, that's from that same era.
Did Will Smith do that to skirt around the slapping Chris Rock?
Possibly.
So I feel like...
Maybe.
Like, that can't be forgotten. No matter how many times you, like... You eat spaghetti, you know?
Hayden Bennett 4578 says, as a Dune mega fan, Jowling, I felt it necessary to clarify that the part 1 and 2 movies cover just the first book in the series. The sequel book, Dune Messiah, that Denis Villeneuve is already working on the script for, takes place 12 years after the first book and is the shortest in the entire franchise, so defo a one-movie type deal, with a TV series already coming as well and over 20 other novels to pull from as source material. How much of this franchise do you think mainstream audiences will eat up, or is there a danger of Star Wars-style oversaturation?
I think we're gonna get 3 movies from Denis. They'll be fucking fantastic, and then that will fall off. Because they can't, like, Dune is an IP that most normies don't know about. It's insane that the first one did that well.
And I'm glad it did. Apparently the second one's lined up to be like the most anticipated movie of the whole year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm seeing it next week. You're seeing it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm excited. I'm saw part one again.
I'm boycotting
yesterday.
It because I'm sick and tired of
long movies.
No, I'm sick and tired of the characters touching each other.
Oh my god!
Way too aggressively,
bro. There's too much PDR.
I mean, I'm a part of the anti-touch movement.
Right. You see, you mean it makes you uncomfortable when you see two people touch in a movie that are men?
Only if they're touching cops.
Yeah, it's. I guess, yeah.
Because it's.
Yeah, it's G.
Yeah, Dune's pretty gay.
No, I love
it. It is, yeah. Yeah, it is.
I'm going to see it next week. And I'm going to see it in every man. And I'm going to eat
You're
going
to regret it.
I'm not, because I'm going to eat...
Yeah, you're going to fall asleep.
To be fair, I've never seen Dune sober. And I'm making sure that I won't see this new one sober. Like, the first time I watched it, I was fucking fucked halfway through it, because it's really 3 hours long.
How did you even, like, keep up with what was going on? That first time I watched it, I was like, Bene Gesserit, fucking...
When you're just, like, vibing...
Vazini, flying guy.
Counselor, yeah.
When you're just vibing on the alcoholic vibes and you see your dog.
Alcoholic vibes.
Because when I was watching, you know, there's that little mouse on the hill. And that is Gaius was just chasing it and barking at it. And I was just like pissed out my face, like, Gaius being like, nice. Little shit.
Yeah, because all that over touching drove you to the drink.
No. It drove me to the touch.
And if there's one thing we would never show on Joa, it's men touching.
Yeah.
We do not like that.
Yeah. I mean...
Is that fucking... Did you just fart?
No, that's the chair, I swear.
Shut up.
I would own it. I do not try to hide.
You do.
Bananas, no. Bananens, no. Banan, no. Bananensatop says, hey guys, I can't give away too much, but I'm a religious figure in an area that Alex would be really interested in. What would a jar-related Easter egg I could include in my next miracle? Bear, bear, gooners, keep on trucking.
Make a constipated guy go rear.
Yeah. Shit.
Yeah, swap them. All the people that have consta, give them rear, and all the people that have rear, give them consta.
Yeah.
It's like the throwback to the poop o'clock thing we had where everyone poos at the same time, but give everyone diarrhea at the same time.
That was our government regime, right?
Yeah. Was like... Government mandated urination and
defecation.
Okay, no, come on, we can't sit on this subject. I need to transition to my story.
We're not done. We can go into that after housekeeping. Vashel Kalakacharan says, what is the thumbnail supposed to be? Various characters from Netflix shows? Who even made that thumbnail? Where did you find it? Did you guys see the thumbnail? I was quite happy with it.
No, I didn't.
People were, like, confused.
It was Borderlands.
Yeah, it was, like, a promo, teaser for the Borderlands movie where it was, like, the cast of characters with just their silhouettes. But I took out Claptrap, put the silhouette of the guy from Big Mouth there instead, and I put the silhouette of a minion on the other side.
I just saw the Borderlands characters. I didn't see the one you put in.
Well, look closer, and you might like what you find. There are lots of jar thumbnails like that. Hidden little goodies.
Easter eggs, if you will.
Alice is live, and this is going to be an ongoing theme for this episode, says, you say we should tell you more believable stories when you can hardly believe that there are teachers among jarlings, let alone using jar lore in their teachings, which is not close to to far-fetched. I am a teacher, and only thanks to Jar, I was aware of Skibbity Toilet, which made me able to understand slash relate to what the kids are saying and drawing and utilize it in jokes. If I had a list of every hypothetical Jar had to explore, that would be pretty useful to me too. And by the way, kids aged 9 to 15 use words like mewing and sigma pretty casually.
Jesus.
Depressing.
I don't think the fact that there may be teachers listening isn't believable. It's more the fact that they like use Jar to teach.
It was that one. Yeah. I'm sure there are teachers.
Yeah.
But it was that one specific person that was just taking it too far.
Yeah, and it's like here's proof of the drawings, and it's like, well,
anyone can draw
like a child.
I still do.
Yeah, me too.
And I'll hold on to one of them before James does his, but, stop censoring James, Big Papa says.
What did I talk about? Oh yeah, I talked about... Is that what got edited out?
Well, obviously, whenever you say what you talked about that I took out, I can't say, because I'll have to take it out again.
You gotta dog whistle it.
It was three or four things. Just little
How
bits.
Can I dog whistle?
Yep.
I agree.
Sorry.
Oy, oy, oy.
Sorry, I can't help it. The more you learn, the more reality seems fake.
Yeah, well, James, you got something poo-related. I got something.
Oh, God.
And then I've got my thing.
So, hello, Billy. I need to talk about shit. And I know, this is Jar Media. Shit is a recurring subject.
This is HR shit.
This is the usual thing, and it's been noted before about my exploration of men.
That has been noted before.
I've talked in detail before. I've talked in detail before about my... About men and bathroom etiquette and bathroom experiences.
Yeah. Particularly poo on the, at work. On the flush.
No, that's what I'm talking about now.
You're talking about at work.
That was a previous thing, right?
The poo button has not been talked about.
Oh, sorry.
This is your infamous work bathroom, right? So, how many people are using this bathroom?
Okay, so there is probably about 40 men on the floor I work on.
Okay.
Men.
So obviously there's a woman in a male toilet. So there's 40 men, I imagine.
Right.
40 men.
And this is a high-tech engineering company. So, this is just an example of the caliber of people who work here. We're talking like, you know, high-end people, you know, internationally sourced. So here I am, on a day. The toilet's in the main hall that goes through to reception and where my room is, which is opposite the toilets. And I go in one day. And I go in and I go into the stall. And to relate this back, this is the stall with the drool.
Stool with the drool.
I've talked before.
The stool.
That has with the drool. With the common issue of someone phlegming on the floor.
Ew. But just to avoid confusion, you're not saying the stool with the drool. Stool is another word for
poo. No, I'm talking about the stool. The stool.
S-T-A-L-L.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
With the drool.
With the drool.
The D-R-O-O-L.
So we need to make this... Yes. We need to make this clear. All of my shit stories all happen in this stool. So I go... And I use this stool as well because it's the closest to the door. So it's like, I'm just going and doing my business. I'm leaving. So one day I go in. You know, I need to do a shit. I do my shit. The stool always has toilet paper. Every time, it's always stocked with toilet paper. So there should never be a reason why you won't be able to use toilet paper. So I do my business. Calm, tranquil. I'm just having a great time doing my business. I get up. I pull my fucking trousers up. Wipe my ass. And I turn around. And because it's a modern building and whatnot, the toilet, the flush, is obviously built into the wall where there's a button. There's two buttons. One smaller one, one bigger one. And I look at the big button. And that you can show an image because there's an image.
I don't know if I can. It's so gross, right?
And on this on this button, I noticed that there's a brown splodge on the corner of it. And I stand there. I'm looking at it, and I'm like, "That's fuck. Is that what I think it is? No way can that be what I think it is." So I'm like, "Okay, I'll take a picture." I go clean my hands. Fine. I sit
did
down.
Did you flush?
I did. I flushed on the other button. Okay. Because there's two buttons, a smaller button. I flushed. Then I go into my room. I'm messaging, and then I send this image, and I zoom in on this image, and I look at it zoomed up, and it's like, that's not just a brown mark. That's fucking shit. That is crusty shit with lumps in. There is like corn. There's corn like crusty shit on this button. And I just look at it, and I'm now in disbelief. I'm fucking disgusted that there's shit on the toilet seat button.
On the poo button.
On the poo button. So this man has to have done a shit, not used toilet paper, or used toilet paper and got shit all over their fingers. And they didn't think to use toilet paper. They instantly went to the button. So I'm fucking disgusted, okay? I'm livid. And this has all happened in the last week, mind. I'm sorry. I know some people are probably eating, you know. I'm sorry. I have to talk about this. So then there's the whole thing of who shit so bad that they smeared the button with poo. And that's an open thing going on, and I'm getting more disgusted the more I think about it. So, no, days passed, 2 days passed. It's okay. Surely this is a one-off. And obviously this is the phlegm stall, so clearly there's a bigger issue. So I go into the other stall, the stall next to it, right? The furthest away, and I'm sitting there. I've got a slow poop. It's not lively. I'm just chilling. I'm texting, whatever. I'm texting, and as I'm there texting, I hear liquid AK-47 diarrhea shit beside me. as I'm typing, I'm like, oh my god, this is fucking horrific. Then he literally moans. This man fucking starts moaning, and then he really loudly says, "Oh, I fucking needed that." As diarrhea shit is still being launched.
Did he know you're in there?
I don't think he did. And he launches this shit, and it keeps going. It keeps going. But by the way, I'm starting to type this out like, holy fuck, I'm in the bathroom. This guy just liquid shit out of his ass, and he's moaning. And as I'm typing that, I hear him finish. And I'm literally typing, and then the door to leave the bathroom instantly goes, and he's gone. And I'm sitting there typing this, and I'm like,
No hand dryer,
no tap goes. Like, there's no way a man can liquid shit like that and not be covered in it, mind. It was horrific. So I'm sitting there typing. I'm in this fucking belief, typing mid-message, and just like, this guy just fucking left. He just fucking walked out, and it's horrific. I've listened to so many... Going into male bathrooms, when you're doing a shit, you listen to horrific amounts of shit.
Yeah.
The amount of diarrhea shit I've been witness to through this. So I'm in this fucking belief. And this is the thing. I know that fucking voice. I know who it is. I know who it is. And remember, it's happening in the stall with all the other issues, mind.
Yeah.
So that you should be start making connections, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would anyone like to guess what job this man has in my business? This man is responsible for stock. This man picks all of the items we have to build with his shitty, fucking, unhygienic ass hands.
He's got poo hands.
He's got poo hands, and there's no fucking other way. There's no way it could be anyone else. The poo button is this man, because there's no way a man who does that diarrhea shit and leaves instantly isn't the man who's got poo on the button.
Yeah, yeah. Was there time enough for him to wipe?
Honest to God, no, because I was mid-typing and it was literally, it sounded like it was over.
He flushed at least, right?
He did flush, but if at most it was one or two wipes, and that's not, there's no way in hell you're doing that shit and not having like 15 wipes.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, okay, so I'm like, I'm in shock, I'm like fucking traumatized, because this man who deals with poo, he personally hands me parts on the daily. He is giving, and at this point now, I now have a wag out. When he gives me stuff, I'm like, put it there. And then I get brake cleaner and I'm fucking cleaning this shit.
What's that, what that spray was in the kitchen? Oh my God, bro.
So then I'm livid and I'm like, I'm trying to tell people like, this person does, he flushes. And then another, the head of the electrical department is in there talking to the team opposite me. And I'm like, shock, I'm in fucking pain. And I'm like, I can't believe I just witnessed that. Someone left the toilet without doing a liquid shit and they didn't clean their hands. And this guy's like, oh, is it X? And I'm like... And he's like, oh yeah, five of us have noticed he does this.
Oh my god. So everyone knows.
Everyone's starting to know.
Some, like, he doesn't get like any kind of kick out of it.
It sounds like he did. Like, oh, I needed that.
And this is the thing. The do you wanna guess what his previous job was? What he did most of his life, bro?
What?
He was in the army. So
biological
now,
warfare.
Biological warfare. He worked at Porton Down, clearly. So now, it's like the phlegm in the stool, the shit button, and this man, the thing in common is they're all happening in the same stool. So I'm now consuming, and judging that a lot of other people have noticed it, the amount of people who could be these different mystery shitters, it's boiling down to the only one. And it is this man. So now... I'm like, how do I go about reporting this? Because this is like a severe hygiene issue.
Yeah.
Because you
actually really bad.
Really fucking bad. Because we're dealing with, like, you know, robots. You know, we're a robotics company. We're sending robots out that have possibly got shit on them.
Shitty robots. Smeared
shitty shit. Fucking robots. So what do I do? What do I do? Because I get along well with a lot of the heads of the departments because I'm a little fucking.
Can you report it to HR?
This is the thing. So, make like, I get along well with the team leaders. So, what do I do? My options are, I do an anonymous email to HR and be like, someone who works in stores.
But you know, you'd have to say.
No, but you can't because that's too much. I can't reveal who it is because then that's privacy.
They would have to get to the conclusion. Yeah. Right. God, so bureaucratic.
So, I have to do it anonymously. And it's the idea of sending an email to our hyper-professional, multi-fucking-national HR department saying that a man in stores does liquid shit and doesn't wipe his hands is like, that's embarrassing. That is so fucking obscene. I don't know how to go about this.
Yeah, that is bad.
Or I do the more impersonal route and I go straight to his manager. And I say...
Dub him.
I'm aware that one of the people from your department is doing liquid shits and not washing their hands. And given your department, it's a severe biochemical risk.
How would you phrase it to them? You
wouldn't
say liquid
shit, would you? This is the thing. I can't say that his ass sounded like an AK-47 because then it's like too it's too descriptive.
Is it literally like?
Yes, like, and it was just like plops, like a fucking machine gun going off inside that fucking bathroom. So now I'm in the moral issue of how do I approach this because this can't just continue. Because I feel like most men are not going to... They're going to, like, look past this. So I can't. I can't look past this.
Dude, it's so disgusting.
What the fuck do I do?
That's a bad one.
The point of HR, right, is that it's kind of a separate entity.
Mm-hmm. And they deal with these type of issues.
Yeah. So, like, even if you weren't anonymous about it, like, they can't say who complained.
Yeah, they can't say who complained and they can't say who it is. But then everyone knows who it fucking is.
Yeah.
But this is the thing. He gives himself away because I don't know what the thing the man has. But he always walks around making noises and saying like things just to himself. So it's like everyone knows when he leaves. Oh. Everyone knows when he walks out.
Oh, right.
Everyone knows that it's him who's not washing his hands. So it's like...
Oh, my God.
How do you go about saying... That a 50-year-old man doesn't wash their hands. Like,
there has to be some kind of intention. Then, like, what's the reason?
Laziness.
I
think some people
laziness
don't have their heads right when it comes to poo.
Just hygiene.
Know? Yeah, because I mean, think of like cavemen or whatever.
Yeah,
they wouldn't have cared.
They'd have butts like sheep. You know, that's good. All like matted.
Yeah. Like, it's in our nature to not care. It's like an evolution of the human experience to care about poo-poo on our fingers.
Well, yeah, now we know about, like, microorganisms.
Yeah, yeah, and bacteria and stuff. Like, yeah. So I think some people just aren't, like, educated.
But
in the poo-poo.
Guess, that's an extreme example, though.
It is an extreme example.
I don't know, man.
I have
go into any Wetherspoons and you'll find people that have managed to shit on the toilet. Because, like, I get peeing in the wrong place. Like, that, I mean...
Yeah.
Pee happens. You get misfires every now and
then. You do, because, you know, yeah. Just sometimes it's...
But to misalign your asshole with the toilet, like...
Yeah.
But no. Men be doing
like,
that.
What is this guy eating? What is...
Yeah.
What is doing that to him?
I've seen, like, Ginsters.
That'll do it.
I've seen Ginsters. I've seen a number of things.
Just proper British beige.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
Mm. It's just... I thought my poo like experiences couldn't get any like worse, but I truly have seen the depths of hell.
It sounds like it's just the beginning, bro.
I just don't know how you can shit like that and be perfectly like, yeah, my ass is clean.
Like moan and pleasure from it.
Yeah, like
yeah, but that's what I mean. I think some people don't care if their ass is clean. From their perspective, they think your ass is meant to be dirty.
Oh, dude.
I'm please just write in, and I'm sorry if I've ruined anyone's dinners, any lunches, you know. But we, as men need to step up and start. Like, if this was me, I would just be like in like a meet and be like, "And wash your hands," and just because humiliation fixes things,
right? Yeah.
If you as a man are getting humiliated for being gross, you're gonna fix it. Like, but
yeah,
I have to do it the corporate way through HR.
Or poison him.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Poison him with his own poo.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he hasn't poisoned himself. Maybe he's in a perpetual cycle of poisoning himself.
Do you know what's funny recently? I've had a bit of a bad stomach recently. And he's given me an exceptionally large amount of parts. So it's like, why do I feel like I'm going to be sick constantly?
You're probably thinking about it as well, which doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a completely vile situation.
I literally, if I'm in a room with him now, I'm like, no, he was in my room today, and my colleague, who's like, he's been here 2 months, he saw him walking, he's just started bursting laughing, he's looking at me, and I'm just like, no, don't say anything, don't, come on.
Oh, he's probably got it under his fingernails.
Yeah, oh my god.
Right, that's enough of
so
that.
So foul.
That's enough of that.
Yeah, I want to fucking die already, man.
Well, good luck with that, bro. You're gonna need it. So to round off this half of the show, going back to the apology angle, which we'll get to in just after this comment from Telekinesis. Hey guys, an actual industry jarling here. I was waiting for Alex to bring it up on the cast before I said anything, but there hasn't been a trailer yet, and we've just wrapped up on it earlier than we thought, so now I'm no longer working on it. I spent the last few months as a 3D lighting artist on the new Lego film Piece by Piece about the life of Pharrell Williams. I don't think I can really say much about it until it comes out, or at least until the trailer's in the wild, but I can assure you, I'm not an evil lying jarling. I've left comments in the past about working on Baby Alive, Lego Duplo, and Teletubbies animated projects in the Unreal Engine, so hopefully that adds some credibility. I'm very curious to hear what Alex thinks about the film when it releases. It was a lot of fun to be a part of, and should finally be my first credited role, as my previous work has either forgotten to include me, which is very common in the VFX animation industry, or just didn't have credits in the first place, unfortunately common for online kids' content. I have heard about this. There's no trailer yet. I'm just kind of intrigued because it's such like a hyper-specific like combination of
about
things.
About Pharrell.
It's an animated film presented in like a Lego style about Pharrell.
Yeah, that sounds kind of wild.
Really random combo.
And it hasn't been announced?
It's been announced, but there's no like trailer yet. Right. I'm curious, and it's cool that you worked on that.
Liar.
But yeah, that links to... this ongoing theme, I guess, of these supposedly lying jarlings, and I guess the evil jarling strikes again, man. The one time.
Yeah.
The one time we don't believe. The one time we don't give them the benefit of the doubt.
We never give them the benefit of the doubt.
We can't. I do. Normally I'm a bit more like, Let's hear it, because the Evil Jarling saga went on for that long for that exact reason, you know? So I was like giving it the benefit of the doubt that like there was some smidgen of truth to this.
Right.
Whereas, so now we're jaded, not believing anything, saying my dad works at Bungie in response and mocking.
Yeah.
But it turns out that the Rockstar Jarling actually 100% does work at Rockstar in Scotland. I've seen the proof. I have the receipts. They DM Jar. I've shown it to you guys.
Yeah.
Other people who work at Rockstar are in his replies on Twitter. He's got a Twitter that's existed for years. There's like heaps of evidence.
So to change our answer to his original question, the just the craziest the craziest possible Easter egg you could have is like if you employed the three of us to be like main characters.
At least give us a side quest.
Yeah. Please. We're sorry.
I think, because he worked on the car side, he does like...
he does visuals, vehicles.
Yeah, vehicles. That would be the best thing, is to get a Laurel in GTA Online.
No, but
first.
I can make it really believable that no one realizes. The drifting scene in GTA is huge. Car people love making content on GTA and all the Japanese cars. The C33 Laurel is the OG four-door drift car. Model that in there. The Japanese car YouTubers would be insane. It would be like, I fucking did that. He did that. He made it in for Jar. It's a Jar reference.
Yeah, so we start with GTA Online and then GTA 6 comes out. Maybe we can get one in there.
Get us in.
So, yeah,
C33 Laurel. And if you want to do the GTA thing of mixing cars, because I know that's what GTA does, mix the Laurel with the Crown or JZX. Boom, you'll have a sick car and it'll be a Jar reference. And make it white.
So I don't want to call them the industry Jarling, I want to call them the Rockstar Jarling. We have a Rockstar Jarling.
Yes.
We have a literal Rockstar Jarling.
What if he meant this whole time that he works for the energy drink company Rockstar that we were
even
about?
Better.
Send us some cans.
Yeah, we'll sponsor you. We have no morals.
Yeah, so whether you be an astronaut, work at Rockstar, or an animator for Lego Pharrell documentaries.
Yeah, we believe you now.
We believe
whatever
you now.
Whatever you are, you are.
I want Jarlings to be more successful than us.
Most of them are.
Yeah.
Yeah. And on that note, we'll see you after these messages.
Bye, Bear Bear. Bye, Bear Bear.
I do declare, bye, Bear Bear.
Bear Bear shirts and mug available now. Check the description below.
Misket.
Well, I guess welcome to the second half of the cast, where we head over to the Jar Media subreddit and answer questions from the Jarling community, baby. Isn't that right, little Meal? Meal likes answering questions.
Say it, Meal.
La 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 la.
Do you ever get the deep itch?
I get the deep ick.
In your hand.
Do you ever have that? Yeah, I do get the odd itch, you know what I'm saying? Deep
itch. Like the deep itch. Like you can feel it in the center.
Don't like
the
deep itch, like, it's horrible.
Leg?
No, like, you know. I don't like the deep itch, like.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Miniature Rani says, long time commenter, first time commenter.
Yeah, I recognize you, Miniature Rani.
Rani from Melbourne.
Yeah, Miniature.
From Melman.
Tiny.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she turns herself into a little doll.
Does she?
Yeah. And you pick her up and she talks to you.
Yeah.
I need to play Elden Ring.
And she's got a really cool voice. Really cool voice. I love her voice.
Yeah, I like when she's all like...
There's some cut content where some of the voice lines had her two voices echoing over each other.
Oh yeah, I've heard that.
It's all cut in the...
Mr. Blue Pumpkin says, which one of you crazy motherfuckers is adding time codes to the older cast? I bet it's the TikTok guy, parentheses, who is most likely Alex. It's not me. I wasn't doing that.
It's James.
There must be some automated thing. I haven't done any of that. Maybe they're just figuring it out somehow.
We've employed AI.
But I want to ask, do any members of Jar listen to the older cast, especially the pre to early 100 days? I can imagine Alex wouldn't have much of an issue, since he'd find it fascinating, but I reckon James would find it difficult due to how different he was. I can't theorize on how Jim would feel. I'm going to say a mix of Jamie and Alex just have a yin and yang. I've been listening to the older casts, and I find that casts around the 100 mark are still pretty good. Of course, there are still moments that have aged horribly, but that just makes the current episodes that much more interesting, especially since early Jar was a lot more hostile and mean-spirited. The cast members have mellowed out a lot. For example, Alex is basically in his chill monk phase right now, I feel like. Jim has always been on the level, but he's only further enhanced his chillness, and James has become a left-wing extremist. This is Baylor. All in all, it's fascinating to see the members of the cast grow up and mature, and I can't wait to see what other eras are ahead for both the cast and myself, Bebe.
I can't watch the early episodes because I'm not watching James. I'm watching someone who's not real. Someone who isn't even alive anymore.
Jesus!
That's how I view it. Like that person doesn't exist.
You're reborn?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like... I don't feel much connection to myself from that period either.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, me neither. It's a long time ago.
Yeah, long ass time ago. I don't think you realize. Like, I remember when I hit 16, it was kind of like I'm an adult now, in my head.
Yeah, you like convince yourself.
And looking back at like child me when I was 16, was like, man, like when I was 10 years old. Totally different thing. You don't really realize that looking another 10 years ahead, you're going to be like, man, I was a dumb idiot back then. I feel like we touch on this topic a lot, but I don't think many people record themselves online for like 10 years.
No.
Weekly, which we have done pretty religiously.
Yeah. It's interesting to have a touchstone, and selfishly, I know like people whinge when like I have the episodes that are just based on my trips or whatever, but that is the selfish, like, I can go back to that video in 50 years.
Yeah, it's like
things.
An album.
Yeah, and that's always been part of it for me, is that kind of selfish, touchstone, just capturing a slice each week, and... The longer it goes, kind of the more value it has, weirdly, and the more arcs and stories it has.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
But I don't really go back and watch.
No, I don't go back and. But I feel like it's valuable, especially to long-time listeners or people who started at a point and then go back, and it's kind of an affirmation that people do change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, wow, these
mature is the word
and,
as well.
Yeah, develop and actually,
yeah,
hopefully get better.
Yeah, it's not something I do with Jar, but some of my favorite podcasts that I listen to, I'll go back to episodes I remember being particularly good, or like a subject I just want to hear about again, or something like that.
Yeah.
So it's not too crazy. Legitimate Gas 6720 says, "Hello boys, first time I've ever commented, but your discussion about the evil Jarling and lying rockstar worker had me thinking about a recent friendship of 5 years I'd lost because the person was a pathological liar, going as far to completely make up relationships and scenarios with people who I'd later meet and would have no idea who I was talking about. Have you guys had an experience with people like this in the real world, and if so, what lie did you catch them in, Bear Bear?" I only really remember... like compulsive liars like in secondary school or whatever.
Yeah.
And there's like a reason I guess I didn't stay in touch with them.
With some people it's kind of hard to determine whether they are lying or if they've told themselves a different
truth. They're so deluded they think it's the truth.
Yeah. But also there's aspects as well where people like there's like five sides to every story, you know? Mm-hmm. So, like, you're getting the whole truth. It's like Pulp Fiction, you know? You're getting a bit of every story.
Mm.
And they got little overlaps, but each informs the other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've just never had anything too extreme.
Yeah, I've never had anything to that degree.
I never caught someone in a lie that ridiculous.
The thing is, I have caught people in lies, but where I'm quite like a... like a go with the flow person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like making people feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
It's
all right though if they're a liar, I feel like.
But like, I don't like upsetting people.
Hmm.
And I will like ping in my head, oh, you're bullshitting, or oh, you're straight up lying to me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know it in myself, but I don't want to let them know it. Yeah, I don't want to make them feel guilty, but it's kind of like a telltale game. Yeah. Like, he will remember this.
I will
remember it, and I'm not going to trust your words to the same degree, but I'm not going to like fight over it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm too much of a coward.
Last episode, we kind of mentioned the idea of vaporwave, and you two guys, frankly, got upset.
It's just a tired genre.
No. We had a couple tired of people write in about this. 303 Bugworld says, hello, fadders. I've been listening to the cast since 2016, but never commented because I didn't think I had anything substantive to say to you boys. However, upon hearing the short discussion about vaporwave, I was wondering if you boys were aware of 10 Tricks Point Never, Daniel Lopatin. I only ask because he's commonly credited as making the first vaporwave album under the pseudonym Chuck Person, called Echo Jams. I only ask about this because you guys have praised the Safdie Brother movies, and he did the soundtrack for Good Time and Uncut Gems. I'd be really curious to hear if you guys have ever listened to his stuff, especially Replica, because he makes some of the most forward-thinking ambient/electronic music that I've ever heard. Sorry for the long comment, but I'd love to hear your thoughts. Also, the Safdies have directed a couple of his music videos, and they're seriously phenomenal. Cheers. That sounds awesome. I love the soundtracks in those movies.
I love the soundtrack to Good Time specifically.
Yeah. I'll have to check out this album, Replica. They specifically shouted out because I like the sounds they were playing with there. And Piracy, Sex, and Arson said, I'm not an expert in the genre or anything, but I got to disagree with the opinion on vaporwave. There's a whole load of really good albums that were released both before and after it became a commonplace thing in pop culture, which is honestly soured its definition. If I was actually any good at explaining myself, I'd go into a lot more detail here, but personally, the amount of impact pieces such as Dun 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 off the top of my head I've had on me as the years go by, far past the view of vaporwave as just an aesthetic fad that died however many years ago. These songs and perhaps the genre as a whole can be extremely powerful or flat-out bangers if done by the right people. True, the genre has so much range in such a variety of subgenres and genre blending releases that the aesthetic of stuff like Macintosh Plus and Blank Banshee is more of a thing that was left back in 2012 to 2014, but the amount of instrumental music Alex likes to listen to for background noise, I feel like if you dug into some of the weirder ambient releases in the genre, he'd really dig it. I was the one saying I like it, so I do like it. It's those two that don't like it. Just to clarify. I guess people are getting confused. Yeah. I'm no hater on this one.
Yeah, I just don't feel any any pull. You know? It's not like I hear a bit and I'm like, oh, I want to kind of get to the good stuff.
Mm.
It's like I could take it or leave it. Mm. More likely.
Whereas I love just electronic sounds. Walker Food says, thoughts on Rooster Teeth? In the past few years, I've heard Alex refer to them a few times on the pod, and I was wondering if him or either of the Jams have kept up with them since what most would call their peak years of 2010 to 2015. The big opinion I've seen lately is that they've been slowly dying for years now, and I do admit I only engage with a few of the podcasts these days, but in my opinion, it's the best stuff the company's put out in quite a while. They are one of many examples, I feel like, where they adopted the growth for growth's sake model to the
American
point where
Dream Baby.
Yeah, where they like got so enormous that they kind of lost the thing that made them cool to begin with. Like,
yeah.
There was a time where I listened to like the Rooster Teeth podcast and stuff, but
yeah, you did as well, right, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Really, lots of people did.
Yeah.
But they did it's a pet peeve for me where like the cast was rotating in such a way where like you never really felt like you got a good idea of who the certain members were, and it's yeah. Like when you preferred certain ones and they're only on occasionally, it was like especially as it kept growing and growing. It just reminds me of like what happened with Kind of Funny, basically. Which I think they were actually bought by Rooster Teeth at a certain point.
Yeah, I think they were
in the umbrella, and they've had a similar issue where it's just like it doesn't seem like they understand the scale of the space, or like what do you what is the end goal? Just having like a mega company that's worth like $100 million, I guess.
It just becomes the most corporate kind of thing, and it is the corporatization of what is basically just a YouTube channel. It just doesn't work out. It never does.
And there definitely was, like, I do have fondness for that, like, Achievement Hunter era.
Halo Reach was
it. It was basically, it was basically perfectly tied to Halo. Like, they kind of died with Halo.
Yeah. Yeah, because they did, like, a advertisement for Halo 4, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Punished Pizza says, there's a reason Mark Wahlberg takes so many flights a year. On 9/11, he was supposed to take one of the flights that hit the towers, but he missed it. He famously said, if I was in that plane, it wouldn't have gone down like that. So Mark is the reason 9/11 too hasn't happened. Be grateful. Oh, he's a twat.
Yeah, if Mark was, Marky Mark was on that plane, then...
And the Funky Bunch.
And the Funky Bunch. If they were spread across those planes, then the Pentagon would be no more.
The world would be a different place. Damn it, Mark. God damn it, Mark. It sucks that you weren't on the plane that crashed into the Twin Towers.
Damn it.
Yeah. I love that.
I don't wish the guy any harm, but I wish he had died. And
like, what? It was by his words. He would have stopped it.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I mean, the main thing that would have been different is that he would have died as well.
At least that way he wouldn't have abused a poor Vietnamese man.
Well, he wouldn't have abused. It might have already happened. More importantly, he wouldn't have abused the IP that is Max Payne.
True. Very true. Long live Max Payne.
Yeah.
GG Noodles 1 says, hey, Jar Boys, the Australian video rental store Jarling here. Thought I'd let you know that the video store did not turn out to be a money laundering business front. Found out because the owners, who I never met until today, turned up and let my co-workers and I know the business will be closing down in a month's time. They told us it was kept open for legacy's sake, but it's just cost too much. That being said, they're letting me keep an official cardboard cutout of Ramon from Happy Feet. So I ask, what is a situation that started in misery and ended in happiness for you guys?
That started in misery?
Nothing with a payoff that grand of a cutout of Ramon from Happy Feet.
I can't even make a joke about that.
Started in misery and ended in happiness.
My life?
It's only just begun, bro.
You're reborn.
I am reborn. That's it, that's what I mean.
You're born fresh. You're a human born fresh.
Full circle, baby. Maybe my Tetris career? I'm kind of nice at Tetris.
Yes!
Look, I just want to bring up, very briefly, a little bit of a skirt out of the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go for it.
But, yay. Very bad figure at the moment.
Oh, Kanye.
Yay.
Oh, you're supposed to call him Yay.
He legally changed his name.
Who cares?
So, yay. Yay. I don't agree with him. That's,
cool.
Yeah. But his terminology of I'm kind of nice at ping pong.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, it's the famous there's
I'm
that
kind
tweet
of nice at ping
pong. Or table tennis or whatever he said, but there's a tweet of Kim Kardashian saying, like, just leave him alone, he's really suffering mentally, like he's got bipolar. The media needs to leave him alone. And then his tweet, I'm kind of nice at ping pong. Like, it's perfect. Perfect.
Is he happiness to misery, or misery to happiness, or none?
He's happiness to misery.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's just been on a downward one.
He's been on a downward spiral.
Yeah. I mean, that's a really specific thing to ask, you know.
Yeah, well, it's not really why I chose the question. It was the video.
Yeah, it's a nice footnote.
And penultimate one here for James from FunToG. Can James please explain himself for his insane video game takes that list has left me feeling a type of way.
Is this on about the list that is on Reddit? The
subreddit.
Something's happening on the subreddit. I'm going to go into it more next week, but
someone has made a completely unhinged list of apparently game opinions I have, and they're all fucking wrong. Fallout 76.
It's bait.
It is fucking bait. He put Fallout 76 is very good.
And Fallout 4, right?
Yeah. Witcher 3 being bad.
You haven't even played like 80% of it.
I played, Infamous Second Son. Literally
Until
who?
Until Dawn.
Until Dawn. Masterpiece.
None of us have played it.
It's fake news.
It is fake news. But it's somehow got into the gamer algorithms, and normal gamers are like judging me on this fake list.
That's like an oxymoron, man.
My gaming opinions are simple. It's like Near Automata and Helldivers. That's all that's in my that's ever existed. That's it.
Yeah. If you haven't played it in the last like month,
I don't play games. Exist. Yeah, it doesn't. Games, you.
Like, yeah, I mean, it was a spicy take to say Cyberpunk is one of the best games. Or no, you said the best game of the past like 30 years. Or something.
Yeah.
I'll stand by that, baby.
No.
I'll stand by that.
No.
Yeah, I'm standing by that.
We've got one question left, guys, to round this off, and it's probably in the running for one of the worst questions ever asked on Java.
Cool.
To the point where, like, minutes before reading it, I'm like debating, like, do I even fucking
okay? Yeah, read it, and if I leave, you know it's a bad one.
Poo poo wee wee says this: long time listener, second time poster. If gooners, edgers, and no fappers declared civil war, who do you think would be victorious? Who would the boys declare their allegiance to?
Would you fight
to destroy the gooners? Game on, wound genies.
Is this gooners, edgers, and fappers?
Gooners, edgers, and no fappers.
Well, gooners won't do anything because they're not gooning,
no.
So therefore they take themselves.
No.
You're saying that they only get to goon.
I think gooners would win
because if they don't win, they don't get to goon.
They'd be conscripted out of their gooning.
Yeah,
and they'd have to goon military training, so they'd all be like 360 no scopers. You know, they'd all be really like skilled.
It would be easy to motivate them because they're addicted. It's just like, yeah, you kill 100 people and you get a goon session.
Yeah,
they're gonna be like,
what, how can you motivate an OFAPer?
You say that there's boards that haven't had OFAP supremacy on and they're working.
Yeah, true, actually.
Well, yeah, when they know their enemy's the gooners, it's like there's gonna be a little bit of fight. And the edges, they're just.
I feel like they just won't be able to like quite finish the battle.
Who do you team up with, though?
I'd probably go, honestly, if it's...
I mean, it depends if you're answering like morally or you just want to be on the winning side, you know? Because I think the no-fappers are fighting for a more valiant cause, but...
Are they the underdogs in this situation?
Yeah, they're...
They're a dying breed.
Yeah. And the gooners, like...
Edgers, like, the midpoint becoming gooner? Or are they, like...
I feel like they could be swayed by the no-fappers.
They are right in the middle. They're, like, just one good argument could spin them either way.
So if you have, like, a... Like, the Obama of no-fappers to sort of convince people to join their team... You know,
yeah. Just Obama's everywhere.
Yeah, that public figure that they'd need one really charismatic, like Rajneesh type guy to just
Obama's everywhere.
Yeah, Obama no fappers everywhere.
Obama. Well, boys, I think that's another one for the books.
It is.
And okay, as always, I'd like to thank our sponsors. Sorry, sponsor.
Yep, the Vaticans.
The Vatican Hydro Corps. That's
Vatican Hydro Corps.
Welcome to the Jar Media Patron segment for March 2024. I'm going to read 77 names now, and then Jim will follow up with the other 77.
Jesus, man.
Well, big. Thanks to Lowry, Morton, Minge Muck, James Rosal, Autumn, Fleeting Hope, We're all bisexual here. Moam from home. At Globonaut. Intercontinental ballistic Pufa explosion. Fallout 4 is a better game than New Vegas. Driving in the same ur that they killed Brian in.
The same ur that they killed.
Narburo the human cigarette. Retsov. Kid Cannabis. Theo Thorogood. Poop Nuggets 4000. Benson Burner. Pitts View. Timothy Mark, aka Bidiot Bales. Dom. Frisco. Fuck it, I ate the op. Foul Git. Sam Barlow. Tyboy Goon, I'm fresh as fuck. Bands by the box, yeah, I love them pesos. Jeff Bezos. My mum got me Deadpool socks for Christmas. Erecting a Rhea Spencer here. Murdo Wallace. Harry James, Clemson, Prince. Pear Bomb Baby, Yoda Baby, Group Baby, James's dad. Ignos Gramus, punished James's dad. A man denied his Wetherspoons. Quetzalcoatlus Northropy. Thank the Lizard Lords, only Singaporean jarling. James's dada, year of the Brogan. Nicholas Latifi's estranged son, Bogley Best. It's been a year. I really miss you. Mommy says you're safe now in a beautiful place called Ohio. The Camino Gimp. My name Jeff. How to change patron username. Big Wombo. Newly trans jarling. Barnaby's Panopticon. Somewhere there's a parallel universe where all the jar members are worms, and Worm Alex has a tiny man living in his arm. Lil Druid Incorporated. Saishin. Finn Arthurs. Vivian Reed. I goon to the patron segment. Nothing else gets me excited anymore. I need more of them jar daddies. Chocolate Fart. Scribbleware. Bonky. Splink. Skek. Magma Slug. Levy. We interrupt this patron segment to bring you a 1 hour reading of Beast's Lips, a James X Jim story. Dr. Deluxo Shabangu. Oliver Holm Jambai. Dexter McCall. Goonchi Guna. I love Barbour Bell, she is my queen. LeBron James excited for White Boy Wednesday. Hello, henlo, friends, sucky sucky dum dum. Neo Theo, Dobby the House MILF, Zell, Simon Steele, David Wallace and Goliath Gromit, Bowpreet Core, Joku, Nudie Arm, aka James's Passionate Bread Vacation Destinations, and Shake It Off, James's version, is the greatest song known to mankind.
Epic big thank yous to Venomized Rico Dave Bryan, Krill Muncher, mm-hmm. Unwashed Reptile, Manny Sanchez, Lagoon 22, Simsy, 0.6% Japanese Jarling, Lawmaster of Fanboy and Chum Chum, Fappin' and clappin', it's happening, lappin' up sap that I've splat on the mat and the substance is masculine. Mm. Travis King, Captain Clungehole, Storme supports Nagoya Grampus, The Trail We Banana, Grant Connor, Jack Price, Slimy Bill, Goon Headshot, when the Jarcast drops we're like Goon Headshot, Felonious Maximus, Avi Cunt, State of Velasca, Wing Shai U Wing Shay. Can I say that? Venomized Kino Loy, Callum J. Quick, True Mighty Jarling, bracket, he's going beast mode, bracket, Ganja Satellite, Ganja Satellite's cooler older brother, Tanyo Swelt, Testing, wham bam pow. Gooby love, can you hear me now? Slurms McKenzie, the original party worm, wimmy wham wham wazzle. Salad 514. Oh, I'm gooning bear. Yeah, I'm a gooning bear. Oh, I'm a yummy, tummy, cummy, stinking gooning bear. Slam Dunk Cosmos. Harriet Broadley. Miniature Rani. Hey!
Oh.
Tom Baranek. Gilbert the Awesome One. James is dad. This is a public service announcement. I have rebranded from Nate's Minifigs and now I'm called Imprint Brick. Please edit the past cut. The Swindish Embassy called. They're looking for the throat goat, so I sent them after James's dad. Let me use that prolapsed asshole as a flasher. Zim Zam Zobble, my Ziblies. Cobalt Rad, shower with your dad simulator 2015. Do you still shower with your dad? Juicy Delicious, Piss Drinkers Unleashed, Thomas Martin. Before I hand this iPad off to you, you should know that I let Pissadick use it, and now it is full of piss wish wish. Robert, Keck Flexington, Fartbag, Biscuit, Dreamoffle 2142. Does anyone else sometimes struggle tying their shoes, or am I just a fucking idiot? Irish Wristwatch. That's a tongue twister.
Irish Wristwatch.
Irish Wristwatch. Pen Island XDD. Danny G. James's Lord. Edgy Air Wrecker. Milky Piggy Silky Creamy Donkey Steam. Mama was a hoe hopper. Papa was a Rolling Stone star like Obama. Pull a card like old drama. Civil liberties, these little titty. The only goth girl jarling. Creamer. Adam Johnston. Tom Bowie. Bring back Randy to the cast. Crying emoji. We miss him. Josh Ugg Bug Pug Barug Walker. Super Crunches. Joel Stewart. When Blackbirds Fly 2016. Big Whoops. Gremblo. JBG. Kuta Panda. Lucy Tai is an Asian anal queen. Randy Ruins Patreon. The Pooh Man. Taking the lug nuts off the laurel. As you read this, Katia fucking Manigan, and of course, last but very much not the least, but maybe a little bit, David Wallace. Thank you dearly.
Thank you, everybody. Look, I'm a Tim Burton drawing.
Oh, nice. You're Tim Burton, the hat man, played by John Herrero Depo. I'm the guy from Alice.
Remember me? I'm Mordecai.
Yeah.